The 12 Labors of Heracles, Hercules. A long time ago, in a land of towering mountains and deep forests, there lived a hero named Heracles, who was also known as Hercules. He was the strongest man in the world, with muscles as big as boulders and a heart as brave as a lion. But Heracles wasn't just any ordinary man. He was the son of Zeus, the king of the gods, which made him half god and half human. Even though Heracles was incredibly strong, his life wasn't always easy. He had to face many challenges, and the toughest of them all were the 12 labors. These labors were almost impossible tasks given to him by a king named Eurystheus, who was not very kind and wanted to see Heracles fail. But Heracles was determined to prove his strength, courage, and cleverness, so he set out to complete each labor, no matter how difficult it was. The first labor, the Nemean Lion. Heracles' first challenge was to defeat the Nemean Lion, a fierce beast with fur so tough that no weapon could cut through it. The lion terrorized the people of Nemea, and everyone was too scared to go near it. But not Heracles. He tracked the lion to its cave, and when his arrows bounced off the lion's thick fur, he realized he had to use his strength instead. With all his might, Heracles wrestled the lion and finally managed to defeat it by using his incredible power. He even wore the lion's fur as a cloak, which made him look even more heroic. The second labor, the Linnaean Hydra. The next task was even trickier. Heracles had to defeat the Linnaean Hydra, a giant snake-like monster with 9 heads. The worst part was that every time Heracles cut off one of its heads, 2 more would grow back in its place. But Heracles was clever. He asked his friend Iolaus to help him, and together they came up with a plan. After Heracles cut off a head, Iolaus quickly burned the neck so that no new heads could grow. Finally, Heracles defeated the Hydra and buried its 1 immortal head under a huge rock. The third labor, the Golden Hind. For his third labor, Heracles had to capture a magical deer called the Golden Hind. This deer was very special, with golden antlers that glittered in the sunlight. It was so fast that no one had ever been able to catch it. Heracles didn't want to hurt the beautiful creature, so he spent a whole year chasing it through forests and fields until he finally caught it. Heracles was careful to bring the Golden Hind back alive and unharmed, showing that he was not only strong but also kind. The fourth labor, the Erymanthian Boar. The fourth labor took Heracles to the snowy mountains, where he had to capture a gigantic wild boar that was causing trouble for the people. The boar was big, strong, and very angry, but Heracles was not afraid. He chased the boar through the mountains, shouting loudly to frighten it. Finally, the boar ran into a snowdrift, and Heracles was able to capture it. He brought the boar back to King Eurystheus, who was so scared of the beast that he hid in a big jar. The fifth labor, the Augean Stables. Next, Heracles was given a very different kind of challenge. He had to clean the Augean stables, which hadn't been cleaned in years and were filled with a huge amount of dirt and manure. It was a dirty job, but Heracles had a clever idea. Instead of cleaning the stables by hand, he redirected 2 rivers to flow through the stables, washing away all the dirt in just one day. This showed that Heracles was not only strong, but also very smart. The sixth labor, the Stymphalian Birds. Heracles' sixth labor took him to a dark and spooky forest, where giant, man-eating birds with sharp metal feathers lived. These birds were called the Stymphalian Birds, and they were terrorizing the nearby villages. Heracles knew he couldn't fight so many birds at once, so he used a special rattle given to him by the goddess Athena. The noise of the rattle scared the birds, making them fly into the sky, where Heracles shot them down with his arrows. The seventh labor, the Cretan Bull. For his seventh labor, Heracles had to capture a huge and powerful bull that was causing chaos on the island of Crete. This bull was very strong and very wild, but Heracles was able to tame it with his strength and courage. He brought the bull back to King Eurystheus, who was once again amazed by Heracles' incredible abilities. The eighth labor, the Mares of Diomedes. Heracles' next task was to capture the Mares of Diomedes, which were a group of fierce, man-eating horses owned by a cruel king. Heracles tamed the wild horses by feeding them their own master, Diomedes, and then brought them back to King Eurystheus. This labor showed that Heracles could face even the most dangerous creatures without fear. The ninth labor, the Belt of Hippolyta. The ninth labor took Heracles to the land of the Amazons, a tribe of warrior women. He was sent to retrieve a special belt belonging to their queen, Hippolyta. At first, Hippolyta was willing to give Heracles the belt, but the goddess Hera, who was always causing trouble for Heracles, spread a rumor that Heracles was there to harm the queen. This led to a battle, but in the end, Heracles managed to get the belt and complete the labor. The tenth labor, the cattle of Geryon. The tenth labor took Heracles far to the west, where he had to capture the cattle of a three-headed monster named Geryon. This was no easy task, but Heracles was strong and determined. He fought Geryon and his guard dog and finally brought the cattle back to King Eurystheus. The 11th labor, the apples of the Hesperides. For his 11th labor, Heracles had to find and bring back the golden apples from the garden of the Hesperides, which were guarded by a 100-headed dragon. Heracles didn't know where the garden was, so he asked the wise Titan Atlas for help. Atlas, who held up the sky, agreed to get the apples if Heracles would hold up the sky for him. Heracles agreed, and when Atlas returned with the apples, Heracles cleverly tricked him into taking back the sky. Then Heracles brought the apples to King Eurystheus. The 12th labor, the capture of Cerberus. The final labor was the most dangerous of all. Heracles had to capture Cerberus, the three-headed dog that guarded the entrance to the underworld. Hades, the god of the underworld, allowed Heracles to take Cerberus, but only if he could do it without using any weapons. Heracles wrestled Cerberus with his bare hands and brought him back to the world above. After showing the fierce dog to King Eurystheus, Heracles returned Cerberus safely to the underworld. Having completed all 12 labors, Heracles proved himself to be the greatest hero of all time. Through his strength, bravery, and cleverness, he overcame challenges that seemed impossible. And so, Heracles' name became legendary, and his adventures were told for generations to come, inspiring people to be brave and never give up, no matter how tough the challenge.